book, The Low Standards and Fours. Wednesday, March 24th, 7:57 in the evening. Good evening, Mr. Bill.
You weren't waiting for me to say anything, right?
No, you know, the funny thing is that when I invite you, I don't have to kind of click you in to click the button. You just automatically go on to the show.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Must be like a co-host or something.
That's what I put you as.
Oh, well, that's why. I'm automatic. Yeah.
Nice. You are automatic.
Automatically irritating.
Wasn't there a song, Automatic? What was that song?
AUT-O-Matic. I believe that might be Prince.
Is that what that was? Automatic?
Yeah, off of Controversy.
Hmm.
Oh, don't tell me.
You might be right, Rabbit. You might.
Don't tell me I'm right.
We could you go might all be. Night. You know what'd be funny is.
What's that?
All of a sudden, there's like some big, huge demand for this song, the Sixth and the Sevens, and then your brother's old band just goes global.
That'd be awesome.
Your podcast.
You'd have to pull a lot of people together to make that happen. but that would be awesome. What
if I do? All right, fade out. So what's shaking, my brother?
What was the song that you were singing?
Automatic.
AUTOMATIC song by Prince. Yep, I was right. And
was it? Is it?
Yeah. AUTOMATIC. Yeah.
Oh.
You asked me if I love you, it's automatic.
I don't know if that's the one I'm thinking of.
I believe that's on 1999. Oh, I thought it was in Controversy.
Controversy. That's all right, though.
That was a great album.
Yeah.
I should talk about one of those. But, you know, as soon as you go into Prince, then you're into. Well, because the guy's just a legend. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. There's interesting fella.
Oh,
very
he was,
interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if you even call him, well, eccentric in his music. I'm sure he's eccentric at home, too, but.
It's crazy, crazy, crazy. So what?
A little bit of an introvert, I would say.
That's what I heard. So, are you recovering from our last show?
I am. I feel a little beat up.
Okay.
That's okay. Yeah, that's all right.
I actually prepared a formal written statement.
Apology?
If you want to call it that. shall I read you my formal statement?
Go right ahead.
For the two people who are listening now who actually didn't listen to our last show, which, you know, both of you.
Yeah.
We talked about red orbs and stuff that, well, Eric has a particular belief system on, and I don't believe in UFOs and the paranormal stuff, so, or ghosts or any of that. But we had a heated and fun debate. Well, I wouldn't call it a debate, discussion.
Yeah, I would say discussion.
Where I was kind of an ass. And Eric was a belligerent fool.
And, I was not.
Between the two of us, we had a blast. It was just silly.
That was kind of funny.
It was. It was. So I have to apologize to my Eric, and I have prepared a written statement. The lofts is Jameson Walker, Statler and Waldorf have required me to make this written statement as a formal apology and as a way to say, hey, Low Standards and Poors, we're still together. Things are still happening. We're still having fun. That Sunday show has nothing to do with, we're not breaking up or any of that stuff as far as I know. At least legally, they won't let us.
Right.
And that's from our legal representation at Jameson, Walker, Statler and Waldorf. So, from my prepared statement, Eric.
Yes.
I understand that I do not know all things. I'm willing to accept the concept that the Earth is not only the only habitable planet in the cosmos. I must also accept that our human knowledge is ever expanding, and the space for I don't know is consistently getting smaller. While I accept these things, I also realize that many highly focused professionals have determined many significant facts through research and testing. So far, there is not sufficient reasonable research and or testing into the unknown phenomena encompassing unidentified flying objects to come up with a conclusion. Once sufficient research and evidence is provided, I will entertain changing my mind as to what I accept as fact.
I'm not really sure how to take that, but I mean, it seems genuine coming from you, I think.
Well, and it really what it is because I re-listened to the show and thought to myself, wow, I am kind of an ass. And I
You think like an underwriter. Well, I was like,
I think,
yeah,
like
I mean, we don't have to bring it back in.
Well,
you are who you are.
Yeah.
It was kind of amusing.
So we don't get back into it or anything. But the bottom line is I re-listened to it and I thought, you know, I need to just remind Eric that, yeah, I am open-minded enough, but we just don't have enough stuff yet.
Yeah.
And there's that ever-shrinking I don't know because of people doing research and finding stuff out. So let's make I don't know a smaller and smaller place to inhabit, and let's have knowledge be a key. That's all I'm saying, man. Let's go for knowledge. Let's go for knowledge, baby.
I'm trying to catch up on some of my text messages.
Uh-oh. Don't do that. While you're doing that, disclaimer,
what's up, Evan?
Is it too early for can't disclaimer? Get it out. Evan's here. Oh, you know about Evan.
Loves Guinness.
He's famous. Loves Guinness.
One of the only guys that's consistent on our podcast.
Has the correct amount of teeth in his head.
Jaw.
Great fan of the show. Yeah. Friend of the show. Welcome, Evan. All right, pen clicky boy.
Yeah, I'm just thinking here.
Don't do that. That'll hurt.
I know.
Speaking of thinking and pain, are we doing a disclaimer today?
What do you mean, disclaimer?
I have one.
Well, go right ahead.
It's a completely new one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well, because we're going to talk about music today.
Yeah.
And we're going to get back to the regular good fun show. And I got a couple of two completely different and, you know, interesting good stuff to, you know, it's nothing crazy. You know, this is not music. It's good music. But they're two completely different genres or what have you.
Gotcha.
Fun and good. But since we're talking music, I need to, again, the law offices of Walker, Jameson Walker, Statler, and Waldorf are making their money. They are making their money on us because they're requiring us to use this following disclaimer. Fair use is imparted for this show. We'll play clips, and then we'll comment, and we'll try to sell you music we don't own in order to get dollars into the artist's creatively grimy fingers. Please listen at your own risk to sanity. These guys are moderately insane. All shows are poorly researched and presented by monkeys. Any semblance of intelligent thoughts are purely coincidental and should not be considered factual. These clowns are living the dream, inserting whiskey and fried potatoes into their face holes the entire show. Don't you wish you were them? And just because their voices are like nails on a chalkboard shouldn't keep you from enjoying the excellent music they are going to be discussing. And they had no involvement in making. That is why the music is
face holes.
Face holes. Shoving whiskey and fried potatoes in our face holes.
Face holes. Who do you got for this evening?
I got two great bands.
All right. Well, I'll go anything? First.
You want to?
Yeah,
first?
You know, I was kind of poking around a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Well, before I say that, I want to say this.
Uh-oh.
Is, you know, for anybody that's listening or is going to listen,
for both of
or thinks they may listen, mm-hmm. or if you want to pass this on, it's about COVID. And I've done a lot of research on it. Just like my red orbs,
Okay.
And so I'm about 99.9% sure.
You did a lot of internet research from people who are not involved.
Well, I've been reading on the internet about how COVID's affected people, and it's affected people differently.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the worst ways you can get it is the way I had it. And it was basically a dry cough.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I had an evening of, well, it was probably more like a day of, I couldn't stop coughing to a high fever to lung damage. I hope my lungs come back. My oxygen levels are still low. But
you got R2-D2 going still.
Yeah, me and R2-D2 become friends. I turned him off for a little bit. I sleep with him. Mm-hmm. I usually sleep with a tube up my nose.
Right.
But it's affected my lungs for sure, without a doubt. for any of you guys who are non-believers, fucking call me.
Oh, it's real.
Yeah, it's really real.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think I was a poster child of long distance running or, you know, an applicant for the Tour de France, but like walking up a flight of stairs still is like, you know, it's affected my lungs pretty bad.
So you don't try to leave the house very much because you got to go up two flights of stairs to get upstairs, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of scary. So I got to start walking, and I've been reading a lot about it. But they said the people that it was only about 20% of the people get what I had, and it affects the lungs primarily. And then the after effects are sore muscles, runny nose, mm-hmm. and shortness of breath, one other thing. I've got it all. So, it's going to be a long road to recovery. I just hope there's no damage has been done permanently. I hope it's repairable, you know, but it is what it is. Either that or I'll be dragging around my being R2-D2 the rest of my life.
Well, you know,
when we go to these concerts, you might have to carry R2-D2 for me.
No, dude, I'm throwing you in a wheelchair. That'll get us better parking.
That's right. We'll get better seats.
It'll be great. Well, plus, you know, we're old enough. We might as well take advantage of it.
Yeah, just wrap something around my head and stick an oxygen machine next to me, and shit, we'll be front row, baby.
Oh, you're crazy.
So, so I was thinking, and I'm like, you know, again, I don't know a ton about these guys, but this band has always stuck in my head, obviously for their music,
right. Which
wasn't a ton, but I just think they've got one of the coolest sounding titles for a band. I never really knew what it was. I didn't know what it was about. Came out in the early 90s.
Early 90s, okay.
And the lead, this is why I don't know how much truth there is to this, but the lead singer is related to Iron Maiden's Bruce Dickinson.
Mm-hmm. Not the more cowbell Bruce Dickinson.
No. Okay. Well, no, that was from Blue Oyster Cult.
Mm-hmm.
More cowbell. Yeah. And then the name comes from there's two variations of it. But like a medieval times firework that one of the queens, I can't say too much, but but I just thought it was really interesting. How cool can I say it? I don't want to give it away. What else can I tell you? I think they had like five or six albums. They had four great hits.
Yeah, it's Novgorod Cheese Curls.
Yeah, no, it's not that.
No, I just made that up right now.
Yeah, I know. Any guesses?
Get
a woman's name in the title. Catherine Wheel.
Oh, Catherine Wheel. Yeah.
So I'm reading. I don't know what to believe with Wikipedia, but formed in 1990, and the lead singer is related to Iron Maiden's Bruce Dickinson. They're cousins.
Didn't know that.
No, neither did I. Not that I would, but. But I was reading somewhere that their name, well, it says in here in Wikipedia that's a medieval torture device, but I had read somewhere else that it has something to do with a firework that spins, and one of the queens of Catherine of something, it was that firework was named after her because of some reason. But
there's a wheel.
You know, I'm talking to one of those spin wheels. Yeah, they call it a pinwheel, but it spins.
Yeah, yeah.
It shoots the colors.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think because I have one of their albums, and I
can't remember which one. I love their sound. I always have.
I just found something here. Ferment.
Mm-hmm.
One of their albums. Got some good guitar. Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, it was Chrome.
Chrome was the one I was thinking
of. Yeah, Death Cab for Cutie and Interpol said they wouldn't be around unless it was for the Chrome album. That was another thing Wikipedia was reporting on. I had to use Wikipedia as a source, but...
I'm trying to think, there's... they did a version of this. I think. No, that might be a different song. They got a song here on this Chrome album called I Confess. I was thinking it was a remake of the other one.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember these guys. It's a little haunting. A little grungy.
Yeah, it was kind of the Pearl Jam time. A little bit. Yeah, probably around the same time as Pearl Jam.
When did the grunge thing actually happen?
It was like early 90s. Remember when Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction came out?
Was that the double album?
Yeah, yeah.
That was 89.
I think so. Appetite for Destruction was a double or no? No, I think that was a single. The other one was Use Your Illusions 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah, the Illusions thing. That was, I think, because I was working at the record store when the double album came out. Oh, it might have been...
Yeah. So 94 is when Kurt Cobain died. So it must have been like 89, 90 to 94 was the big grunge era.
Okay. So it was brief.
Yeah. Thankfully. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to fade that out. I'm trying to think of there because you brought these guys on. And now I'm like, this is really cool.
If hold that thought. Hold that thought.
But yeah, yeah.
Train sounds aren't included.
Right. Train sounds are different. 1990 to 2000. Trying to think of which album covers I have. This is a good one.
But anyways, I think
what was that song?
Yeah, it's got I've always enjoyed listening to those guys.
That you were just playing. What was that song called?
Crank.
Okay.
Crank, and then there's Black Metallic, that's the other one. It's really good.
Right.
I don't know if Black Metallic came out first or if Crank came out first.
Black Metallic was on the first album.
Was it?
That's on Ferment. 1992. And it might be this one here. Painful thing that I was thinking of. Because I've got some of those really weird, like Catherine Wheel and Slow Dive. Remember Slow Dive?
Maybe the name.
They had like
Belly. Remember Belly?
Barely.
Like it was Belly and Screaming Trees.
Screaming Trees, I remember.
Yeah.
But,
I think that was all around the same time.
Right. Slow Dive had this one. It's off their Just for a Day, 1991, around the same time, and it's a similar, you know, kind of. Well, Slow Dive is more hauntingly melodic.
Yeah.
Catherine Wheel is more grungy haunting. This is Slow Dive in the background, Just for a Day from 1991. But it's got that just, it keeps going. It's an easy listen to while you're, I don't know if reading a book is the right thing. If you're doing something mindless.
Sharpening your knife.
Play in the background. Sharpening a knife, yeah. Right. Cleaning your guns, whatever sure. things that you do that, you know, just before you leap off a building. No, this can be hauntingly depressing if you're not in the right mood for it. But it's the same kind of thing that Catherine Wheel has. But,
yeah.
That's a good pull. Catherine Wheel is a good pull.
I've got something else to kind of marry up to it because I find their sounds similar in an odd way.
Just pull it on.
All right, I'll let it rip. You're a little more of a talker than I am. I'll see if you can. I'll see if you can pick this one out.
All right.
Let me click over to our singer so I can drown out the train back there.
Just drown me out. That's the important thing.
All right.
Nobody wants to listen to me. Someone. Obviously.
Scene doesn't want to work now?
Oh, Catherine Wheel, that's a good pull. Wow. I'm impressed.
Come on, computer.
Well, while you're doing that, I'll just let this go. This is that Black Metallic.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Catherine Wheel, Black All Metallic. Right. Sounds pretty cool. Are you ready? Oh, yeah, I remember this one. This one, probably one of their famous ones.
I think so.
Oh, this makes me just want to go. I've got like, so Sunday I've got a whole bunch for us.
All right.
I love his voice.
Yeah.
Some of that.
Well, what is going on?
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, I'll fade that out. You can go.
What's up, Chris?
So,
hey, Bill, you want to introduce our guest? Well, my computer's locked up for some odd reason. I think it's the internet.
Yeah,
Apple won't lock up. Hell no.
Chris unplugged.
Yeah, I like that.
I dig it even better. So you know all about Chris Unplugged, right?
He loves
Great
Guinness.
Friend of the show, smells lovely, has his own perfume, and actually plugged in. It's kind of unusual being Chris Unplugged. He's plugged in. Plugged into all the cool stuff, man. Thanks for stopping by, Chris
the cool
Unplugged.
Cool podcast.
Yeah.
Wanted to play cool music.
He's listening to us, so I mean.
Well, I don't know how far cool can go with us, but.
Right.
Yeah, hold on.
Did you break the computer?
I don't know.
Are you 100?
This thing's 8 years
old.
Runs like a champ.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, it gets a little finicky, kind of like a.
Like me.
Kind of like, you know, like a girlfriend.
Come Chris on. Is always unplugged. Running on batteries or solar. I dig it, brother or sister.
Here we go.
Whatever you want to call it.
Is it Catherine Wheel or is it. Memorex.
Oh, play it louder a little. Okay, so Chris is the dude. He's got one of those things. This is not Catherine Wheel. I know who this is. I can barely hear it though. Yeah, I don't know who this is. Who is it?
I'm gonna fade that out real quick.
Yeah, and a good fade.
Any ideas?
I'm guessing
no. This is a little on the bunker side.
I thought I did, but the brain's not functioning right now.
No, I don't. I wasn't expecting you to know this, but. He's kind of tied into Husker Du, and David Grohl is one of his or David Grohl idolizes this guy. I know you, and this is all, and I'm just kind of throwing whatever out there. Band name Sugar.
Not Sugar Ray.
Band name Sugar. He also DJs. Well, he was in DC and he was DJing at the 1030 Club. Now I think he's moved to Los Angeles. I've seen him personally like 5 times, I think, at concert now.
Oh, wow. I have no idea who it is.
Bob Mould.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Lead singer of Husker Du. Came from a punk band. And it was kind of an eclectic punk band. They can sing kind of, you know, a hardcore punk, and they can sing something that might be able to make the top 40.
Right.
They were came out in the 80s.
Eclectic, all right. Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, I forgot about Bob Mould. He's got some skills.
He's pretty talented. He's got a similar sound to Catherine Wheel. That's why I was kind of
A little bit.
Kind of pair him up a little bit, you know, like a good, you know, a good scotch and whatever goes with scotch.
Ice, if that.
Yeah. Exactly. But anyways.
Well, those are some good choices.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
No, the Catherine Wheel really threw me for a loop. That's a great one.
Yeah, hold on. I'll play a little bit one more.
Yeah. Bob Mould.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, that's Bob.
He's pretty consistent.
This guy, I forgot about this song.
Actually, I'll play you this one.
Fade that one out. Yeah, see, Chris is into it. He gets it.
What's that?
Chris is into it. He gets it.
Yeah, one more. This is the one that you guys probably heard of. Once we get past this commercial here.
Yeah, well, just you wait till.
Stupid Hertz commercial.
Of course. Just wait till you get my two choices.
I'll
throw you for a loop, Eric. You're going to go, of course, and oh my gosh.
Here we go. I'll let this one roll for about 20 seconds.
Yeah, give me some.
Yeah, I've seen him at Blind Pig in Ann Arbor a couple times, and
He's got a particular sound.
Yeah, he played over at they were doing the Rock Hall of Fame at Greenfield Village.
Okay.
And he played there. I thought it was really interesting. Yeah, okay. So I ran over and saw him there, and I saw him a couple other times.
Well, he is kind of legendary though, isn't he?
He's been around. Yeah, I mean, he started Husker Du in the '80s. And then he kind of went solo and he formed Sugar. And he's, you know, some people call him one of the godfathers of punk. But like the Pixies, you know, Husker Du was one of the Pixies' favorites, vice versa, whatever. They all came out at the same time. But
right. Well, that's good stuff, man.
Yeah. What do you got?
I'll tell you what I got. I got, like I said, two completely different bands. One, you're going to go, oh yeah, of course you'd pick her, female crooner from say late 90s, early 2000s. I should
Sarah McLachlan.
No. Um, 2002, this album came out.
And
I believe this was her primo first album. And she's just got, of all the things that, you know, you hear me listen to, I listen to a lot of punk, a lot of 80s, classical music. Well, just a whole variety of different stuff. I listen to, and then you throw in something like this chickie and you're like,
Norah Jones.
And it's just, she's got a beautiful voice. Oh, wait here. You know who that is?
Didn't I say Norah Jones?
Oh, I didn't hear you say Norah Jones.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you're exactly correct.
Thank you.
You know I love me some Norah Jones.
Yeah.
her voice is very so beautiful. And the music is very simple, and it allows for her voice and her range to really do the entertaining in the whole album. The album is 2002, is Norah Jones, Come Away With Me. That first song was Don't Know Why, and it is... I basically, if I would have had this on an album, I would have worn it out by now. But I have the CD.
I got it.
It's just that good, and it is really a drop and play. I picked 4 songs out of the 14 that are like my favorites. But you know, if I'm out in the backyard gardening, I'll put this on and just open the window and just push play and go, and it's just delicious. Her voice is so stunning. This is another one that I like, Feeling the Same Way. And it's just very easy to listen to, and it pushes right along. And she tells a good story, too. I can't hide beneath my sheets. I read the words before, so now I know. And she tells a really good story.
I'm back.
I see. I was just talking to myself. That sounds like a Guinness.
It is.
Are you feeling the same way all over again?
I am.
You're drinking the same beer all over again?
Yeah.
No matter how much I pretend? No, Norah Jones is... That voice, that tone that she has, I just love it. That's really just my thing.
Now, is it something you sing to your wife late at night, or no?
As right, just far as you know, sure.
Gotcha. Just checking.
Right.
Well, maybe she sings it to you. Who knows?
Hey, not going to tell you that story. At least not today or ever. But yeah, so that's Norah Jones. And like I said, there's 14 songs on this album, and it is a drop the needle and walk away. Every song is good. Even the ones that aren't good are great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the background here, this is, I've Just Got to See You Again. And it's just this little build up. The piano is delicious. There's, you know, scant guitar and percussion and just little things. And it just all plays into her voice. And then she
maybe just, you should describe my bands.
You like the way I describe them?
Yes.
I do sometimes have a way with words.
Yeah.
Your
vocabulary goes much further than mine.
Well, but again, I think I listen to music differently than you do.
You know what?
I'm fading that out.
Yeah, I think you might be right to a point. Mine's kind of a mood thing. It's how I pick up on the song with the mood that I'm in. And it's funny. It's like there's a bunch of songs that I've listened to over the years. I had no idea what they were about, but I love the song. Actually, right. The one that comes to my mind is Fascination Street by The Cure.
Yes.
I never even listened to the lyrics. It was a great song.
Yeah.
I listened to the lyrics and I was like, man, those are some badass lyrics.
No kidding.
Yeah. And I was like, and this was just like 2 years ago. Fuckballs was over here. And she's like, you ever listen to the lyrics? And I'm like, no. She's like, listen to the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, interesting.
Here, the song's 20 years old.
And yeah.
You're finally catching on to the lyrics.
Yeah. So that does happen.
Yeah. But,
you know, if I'm a listener to The Cure, if I'm a listener to The Smiths, or not a big Joy Division fan, but who else could I compare somebody like that? I don't know.
Well, you and your REM.
Yeah, REM too. REM kind of sits all by itself. I've got a lot of history, a lot of mental history with REM. Those are like the first guys that I ever heard that was considered alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like going through high school and stuff and like, dude, what are you listening to? You know, it's like,
right.
Cause we, you know, I was hanging, everybody I hung out with was like 2-3 years older than me. And they're all getting into college, listening to college radio. And so I was like, I'd go to Ann Arbor and go walk around. We'd go to Tower Records and School Kids and right. Discount Records and be flipping through looking at like the stuff that we're playing right now, Catherine Wheel or, you know, right. Camper Van Beethoven or Cure. Oh,
about to play here.
Yeah, The Replacements, whatever. Yeah. And everybody else in this, you know, that knew me was like, dude, you know, who are you listening to, you know? And that was kind of, I felt like it separated myself from some people.
Well, and some of those people you needed to separate yourself
from. Yeah, exactly.
So this next band, I'm not even going to give you an introduction other than the fact that in 1980, their first album comes out. And they put out like five or six albums in the 80s. And, you know, just prolific music makers.
Mm-hmm.
Although really one or two songs from each album made it. But there's one that did make it into a soundtrack. But that's not even why I was thinking of these guys, because I fell in love with the song before the song went into the soundtrack for the movie. But I'm going to play you the one song that I fell in love with, and this would have been from the 1981 album. And you're going to go, oh, it's these guys.
I thought you were...
No, it's not Da-Da.
I thought you meant 1984 Van Halen.
No, 1982. This song comes out, and you should know them.
Yeah, I could probably narrow these guys down a little bit.
Yeah, you should be able to guess with this one. This song is Love My Way.
Right.
Off of Forever Now. By, can you guess it? Can you guess it?
Well, it's certainly not the Sex Pistols.
No.
No. I think no, we have seen these guys in concert maybe once or twice.
You're thinking of Echo. And it's not.
No, this is OMD.
Mm-mm. Psychedelic Furs, baby.
Oh, Psychedelic Furs. Right. As soon as you said it, I'm like, wait, yeah. This ain't OMD. This is Psychedelic Furs.
Right.
In fact, I saw the Psychedelic Furs with Fuckballs and my friend, what's her face and her husband? Doesn't matter. At the joint in Ferndale. Not Ferndale. Okay. It was Magic Stick in Detroit.
Yeah, I almost went to that show.
Yeah, we went to it. It's one of the bar, right? The bar next door?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'll have a bar next
point door. Or Magic Stick. Yeah, Magic Stick.
Yeah. So the other
Anyways,
thing I really want is... Oh, go ahead. Finish.
No, story. No. We saw them probably 3 years ago, I think. 4 years ago. But we saw probably... Me and Kim probably saw like, I don't know, five or six shows that year. Right. That was one of them. Yeah. My friend Lyndon.
That would have been a great show.
Yeah.
These guys I would go see, even though they're what, old and decrepit?
Who's that?
Psychedelic Furs.
Oh, Psychedelic Furs? Yeah. They sounded great.
Yeah. So that was Love My Way from the Psychedelic Furs off of their third album. Which is Forever Now. And the album before that was this Pretty in Pink on it.
Right.
In 1981. And that, of course, became part of a movie. Isn't she Pretty in Pink? So I'm going to fade this out. And then...
See me practicing.
The album that I... Yeah, I'm taking your cues. The album that I really liked was Mirror Moves. That's their fourth album, 1984. And this is with Heaven.
Yeah.
That's what this one is. It's a little less raw, a little more polished. And just there's something about his voice that really just threw me. And I'm like, yeah, I really dig it. Even though, you know, Pretty in Pink is a great tune.
Sure.
This is my favorite Psychedelic Furs album, is Mirror Moves. And if I may say... In part of my pulling up songs, Robert Smith of The Cure, when he was pushing Head on the Door in 1985, said that this was his favorite album, Mirror
Moves,
by the Psychedelic Furs. Yeah. So it's a little tidbit there that I came across in Wikipedia that may or may not be true. But right. I just thought it was fun to share. And I knew you'd get a kick out of it.
Interesting.
So there, you know, there's heaven, and then there's fade that out. There's heartbeat with great horns. You remember this one? It's all on the same album. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, there's five or six good songs on this album. Yeah.
God, it's been a while.
But it's almost like the horns is additional vocals.
Right, right.
They really did a good job on this album, I thought. So that was Heartbeat, Psychedelic Furs off of Mirror Moves. I'm going to fade this one out.
Oh, when you say Heartbeat, I'll see Heartbreak Beat. What's that? Yeah,
Heartbreak Beat is on the next album.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Which I also have, which is good, but this was my favorite one. So that was that. But then this is really, I think, the best song on the album. Really just think it is. Which is not Love My Way. It's very similar. And I think at one point I did a mix where I played Love My Way over this one in various parts.
Very similar.
Mixed them together to make them sound the same.
Gotcha. Like,
one song out of it. This is The Ghost in You.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You remember this one?
Yeah.
And this is just a great song. It's a good story. It's interesting. Just, you know, welcome to the club. But the thing that I did with this Ghost in You and Heartbreak, or not, and Love My Way,
yeah,
it's the same thing I did with, popped in and out of my head. There was a band that did a song called The Rock. Rain in the Summertime.
Oh, The Alarm.
Rain in the Summertime. And I had to fade that out. So if you listen to Rain in the Summertime.
Yeah.
And then you listen to, they have another song called The Rock.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this for you right now. Who is this now? The Alarm. The Rock. There are parts of these songs that are exactly the same. Well, it's not going to work right now. I'm doing it live. But I would, when I was DJing, right after the second Alarm album came out with The Rock on it, I'm like, dude, doesn't that sound like Rain in the Summertime?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And my buddy's like, yeah, it does. I go, I got both of them. Let's see. And so spinning the record for Rain in the Summertime, and I jump a couple of spots to The Rock and just fade in and out, and it's like the same freaking song.
No kidding.
It's the same rhythm, it's the same thing. But yeah. It's like, hey, you know, hey, it Rain in the Summertime made him some money. So why
yeah,
not?
Yeah, remember Billy Ocean, Caribbean Queen?
Yeah.
It was originally not Caribbean, but it was what's another word for not Caribbean or Caribbean, no Caribbean, Pacific or Island. I don't know. He had it under a different name, and it never hit. And then somebody told him to change the name. Some producer told him to change the name, and just by changing the name itself, he hit as a single.
No kind kidding.
Yeah, it's kind
I
of.
I did shit. Not know that. He called it something yeah. else.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find some information on it.
That'd be fun.
It was Billy Ocean, right? Caribbean mm-hmm. Queen.
Yeah. She's sharing the same dream. Yeah, Billy Ocean, Caribbean Queen.
No More Love on the Run.
Oh, right, because it was called No More Love on the Run. And then
is that what it was called? Maybe. Oh, no, it was called African Queen or European Queen. Hold on. Maybe it was African Queen.
It was something.
Anyways, but, yeah, that's the quick story behind it.
Great horns in this one, too.
Yeah.
Man, I remember roller skating to this song a lot.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, this one was a classic. Oh, man. All right. Well, I don't know. Are you sick of me yet? I already got my bands for next week.
You got what?
I got my bands for next week set up already.
You really?
Just from us talking.
Any ones that I can't guess? Not that I've guessed all of them, but.
No, this there's one you probably won't guess.
Oh.
You go, really? Them? But I'm gonna stick in the same vein and similar. Actually,
you remember which ones you've reviewed?
Yeah,
since
I do.
You've been doing this?
I have a
list
with all of my notes on it.
Oh, figures.
Yeah.
What an underwriter.
Yeah, well, you know, you should see these notes. It's basically compiled by monkeys, which is, you know, not out of the question.
Well, you want to get ready for Sunday?
In a minute.
No. Right.
So what I have to do, though, is let this go in the background a little bit. You know this one. This is a nice rolling blues song. Great guitar. Actually, I don't have to talk over this one. We're allowed to use this one. So, yes, this is our six and the sevens.
Yeah.
So Far From Home. That's just a peel the meat off your face jam.
We'll
stand
jam.
Right in front of the speakers and just let it rip. Good rhythm and bluesy, too. But anyways, so next week or this Sunday, we'll do a nice thing.
Couldn't come up with.
What was I going to say? Oh, so in order to wrap this up, like we said from the, what do you call this? Who are those guys that keep their eyes on us, keep us out of trouble? Jameson Walker,
Statler,
and Waldorf. Oh, we should figure out a fun way to say that. I go from the law offices of Jameson, you go Walker. I say Statler, you say Waldorf.
Maybe. We'll have to work on that.
Yeah. As if we actually know what we're doing.
Right.
That would be scary.
These people exist, really?
Oh. People are going to wonder. So please listen at your own risk to sanity. We are moderately insane. All shows are poorly researched and presented by monkeys. That's us. Any semblance of intelligent thoughts, purely coincidental. And should not be considered as factual. We's living the dream, baby.
We's,
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh my gosh. I almost forgot to tell you.
What?
Hold on a second. This is so important. This could change the name. I just pushed the wrong button. Oh my
gosh. What's up?
Oh yeah, okay. So, whatever you do, don't. I love doing that.
What's that all about?
I just thought I'd hang up.
Well, I almost hung up on you, but I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna let the music kind of roll out a little bit.
Well, you play the music. I'm stopping everything.
What, are you out of here?
I thought we were done.
Huh? No, maybe not yet. He forgets that I have the controls.
Oh, I didn't forget. I know.
You're back.
I know when you know how to hang up on me. No, but whatever you do.
I have to keep myself from laughing because I'm too afraid I'm going to start coughing. I'm trying to laugh under my breath.
I was just going to say, though, no. Whatever you do, don't touch the.
Don't touch. It's a Low Standards and Pours. Thanks for listening, everybody. It's Wednesday, March 24th. We're broadcasting out of Detroit City. El Carpe says, we're done. See you guys.